If I look back when I came to America some 11 years ago, things were really tough. But, you know, I've been waking myself up the American system, and things are beginning to loosen up. I can see a bright future. I'm still working hard. I'm trying to advance myself. But I think things are okay for me and my family. When I left Zimbabwe, I was already a librarian, you know. But when I came to America, I mean, they didn't accept my qualifications because they are different qualifications in America. So I had to start from scratch. I had to go back to school, started for a master's in library science, and started for a master's management degree, and then I got a job as a librarian at a university. So that's what I mean when I say you need to work hard. You need to identify the weaknesses or the challenges that work against your progression within the system, and then you try to address those challenges. I thought education was the right intervention tool for me to ensure that I progress within the American society, and that's what I'm doing right now.
I understand Mr. Chirombo is still studying. What exactly are you studying for, and why continue amassing degrees?
Amassing degrees, you know, education does not end. I consider myself a lifelong learner. I believe in continuing education because things keep on changing. I mean, right now I'm studying for a PhD in organizational leadership. It prepares me for leadership positions in organizations, in symbol. It's not really that I want to keep on amassing these degrees, but I see changes within the system. You know, they keep on requiring new knowledge and skills, so I have to adapt to the new knowledge and skills by continuing with education.
Some of the Zimbabweans who are in the diaspora tend to forget that old adage, "Ziwako wakabva," remember where you came from. What is Mr. Chirombo doing with regards to this?
Oh, man. You know, I grew up in Mafshingo, in the rural areas. I went to Murambwe School, its name, Mchakata Growth Point. You know, I'm still that person, you know. They say what? SRB, from rural background. And I'm still the same person. I consider people back home as my people. These are my buddies, these are the people I grew up with. These are the people who made me. These are part of my identity. And so that's where I belong. I just feel like I just need to help them. I want them to be like me. I don't want people to go through the struggles I went through when I was growing up. So it's always about home. It's always about people back home. Zimbabwe is at the center of my heart.
What are you doing for those people back home and the Zimbabweans here in America?
Tomorrow, I'm shipping a consignment of books to Midland State University. They're coming from Salisbury University. You know, I went there and they solicited for books that I felt can meet the needs of Zimbabwean students at Midland State University. So that's a project I'm working on right now. And in America, I was a founding member of the Zimbabwe Family Society. It was a society that is geared at promoting the Zimbabwean culture, preserving our own language in America, and creating social groups among Zimbabweans so that we exist with an identity in America. People are different. We have a great number of people who really appreciate that they are Zimbabweans, people who are really proud of being Zimbabweans. And actually, that's our role. We need to impart, you know, that pride into people, let them feel that they would value Zimbabweans. We have people who miss home. They haven't been home for a very long time, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. And, you know, our gatherings, they make them happy. They are proud of such gatherings. What they like, they feel, oh, we still have an identity in Zimbabwe. But I don't expect all Zimbabweans to come because people are different.
Any challenges you have faced so far in the past 11 years you have been here?
Of course, the first challenge is the cultural change. It was kind of a cultural shock, you know. For me, you know, after growing up in rural Mafshingo, and then you are in the heart of what they consider to be modernization, you know, there were a lot of cultural adjustments I had to make, you know. The kind of food you eat, you know, driving on the right and back home, drive on the left. And being alone for long periods, you know, back home, it's like from work, you meet with your friends, you go out and drink, you know. So these are some of the challenges we face. Then the other challenge is acceptance. On the surface, the American society, they appear to accept other groups, you know. But in reality, there are certain challenges you face, you know, maybe because of your accent and all the like. You miss opportunities. It retards your chance of professional growth, you know, and even the fact that you have to change your qualifications to meet their own qualifications. These are some of the challenges we meet. And even our kids, you know, and my kids are growing up, and now I'm just wondering, are they going to marry? Are they going back to Zimbabwe to look for spouses? I just don't know.